And in Tulsa, this is KWGS News at 6:20. The latest on the Betty Shelby acquittal coming up at 6:30 this morning. But right now, here are some of our other top local stories. At the state capitol, still no budget deal or revenue enhancement measure. Lawmakers are still looking to fill that nearly $900 million budget shortfall. Could a Tulsa native become the next head of the FBI?
Former Governor Frank Keating was one of four people President Trump interviewed for the FBI post Wednesday. Keating, a former FBI agent, also served in the U.S. Justice Department before he became Oklahoma's governor from 1995 to 2003. He was a vocal critic of President Trump during the 2016 campaign. Others interviewing for the post include interim FBI Director Andrew McCabe, former FBI Assistant Director Richard McFeely, and former United States Senator Joe Lieberman. I'm Rachel Hubbard.
Governor Fallon surveys the tornado damage out at Elk City.
We flew over this whole neighborhood and even out in some of the rural areas, and it was very obvious how much devastation there has been.
The governor credits the city with giving its citizens plenty of warning time. Another homicide in Tulsa. A woman is found dead this morning in an apartment complex on the east side near 36th Street South and 129th East Avenue. No crashes in Tulsa traffic right now. Our weather forecast, partly sunny, a high of 87. Thunderstorms tonight, 69 for a low. Now clear in 72 at 89.5 KWGS.